on yourself. Mm-hmm. You think you're just going to continue to score, and it's difficult. It's a lot more difficult now, especially against these teams with the goalies and blocking shots and defensemen. But a huge goal. I like how we outnumbered them down low in the corner, got the puck to the point, quick shot, good redirect, and now we're up 4-0. And it's good and bad, Dirk. It's nice to be up 4-0, but it happens almost too easy, and it happens so quick. You still got like a period, two periods and a half left.
Mm-hmm. And 7:01 was the time of the fourth goal.
There's a lot of hockey left, and I've seen some strange things happen in this game. You know, one year at the GLI, we were down 5-1. Came back and won an all. So you're never comfortable as a coach, and that's what you're trying to relay to the players a little bit is you don't want to tell them what not to do, so you have to tell them, well, keep playing hard. You know, this is what we want to do. Stay after it. You know, instead of don't let up. You don't want to put those negative connotations in there. Don't let up. Don't let them back in. You know, you want to tell them what to do. And I thought for the first period we were pretty good. We stayed with it, had some other real good scoring opportunities. It could have been 6-0 after the first period.
Mm-hmm. 4-0 to score, and no more scoring in the first period. Shots were 10-9 in favor of Michigan Tech after period number one. We go to the second period, and it was Austin McKay at the 2:09 mark getting his second goal of the season. To make it a 4-1 game.
No icing here as Watson back in after it. Takes a hit, kind of got a stick caught on the board there, it looked like a little bit awkwardly. And the play back deep inside the Michigan Tech zone. No icing here.
We didn't redo that one. That's not the right goal. Let me find the proper goal here in a second. Maybe I don't have that one. I may not have their first goal. But anyways, Austin McKay, Bryce Schmidt, and Peter Spratty get the assist on that goal. That made it 4-1 in favor of Michigan Tech. And that was a goal I know, Coach, you're not happy with because it was so early in that second period.
Well, it was. And just the start of the second period, you know, I thought we were, you know, that's what you come in the locker room, you're up 4-0, and you have that tendency, human nature, just to relax just a little bit, take a breath. It's almost like you can't take that breath. You know, you have to push the reset button. Refocus, re-energize, and re-go. Now, they had the jump. I'm sure Coach Witten wasn't in there just telling them, come on, guys, you know, hey, we can get them. I mean, after the first period, and challenge their team. And I give them credit. They came out after us. They jumped us. And the first goal was just a scramble. And when you watch it back, we did not do a good job of being very physical in front of our net and boxing guys out. We were on the wrong side. But so their guys got between our player in the net instead of them having to come through us to get to the net to find the puck. I just thought we were, you know, a little laxed on that goal. And, you know, Jamie did all he could, and they kept banging, and we just didn't put any guys down or get in the right position. You can see we're on the backside of them, and there's no way you're going to be able to have the strength, especially a guy against like McKay and Schmidt, who are two big, strong guys. So, no, I'm not happy. I mean, you know, we're on the road. You're trying to not let them score because as soon as they get a goal, it gives them momentum. The crowd gets into it. They have that little bit of spark. So, you know, as long as you can keep teams off the scoreboard and keep them in check, they start to get frustrated. They don't get that energy. And obviously it was teddy bear toss, and we talked a lot about trying to get through the game with not seeing a teddy bear on the ice. After the first goal, they throw their teddy bears out when they score. And unfortunately, they got one early, and now they're into the game. Now they're
a lot of game left. A
lot of game left, and they're energized.
Shot short,
did find the goal.
Bounces back to the point. Spratty with a shot through traffic. Loose puck, and Phillip trying to find it. They're batting at it. They score. It went in. The goal. Referee is probably going to look at this one. The teddy bear toss here on the first goal. And Jamie Phillips is slow to get up.
Jamie was slow to get up. He ended up being okay on the play, and that was the goal. I did find it, and they did look at it and ruled that it was a good goal.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not sure he didn't have it under him, you know, and that's part of the problem. A quick whistle, slow whistle. Sometimes you get the quick whistle, and puck's not frozen. And this one, I think you get the slow whistle, and it is under his pad, but they keep jamming at it. And, you know, eventually when you're a goalie lying down on the ice like that, they're going to, you know, you're going to move your leg, the puck's going to go in. So, anyway, tough goal, but the one beauty of it all is we ended up tying the period. We got out of the period later on, and we'll go through the period.
Well, Mark, just over 2 minutes later, gets a great goal.
Across the line, here's a chance for Goldfend on it. Swept it in front, pass to the backside, shot scores! Mark Hawk with a great goal from a fantastic pass by Alex Patan, and the Huskies get their four-goal lead.
Well, that was pretty. Alex Batten seeing Mark Ock over there, and Mark Ock with that tremendous patience that he had. And he's made some moves like that before and not scored. That one he buried.
He did. He hit the crossbar against Anchorage, which could have been a huge goal for us. But if this play isn't on the NCAA Plays of the Week, I'll be surprised. I mean, the puck movement was, even on the bench, it's one of those, oh my. Yeah. Like, you just go, wow. It was just, I think we had four passes on the play, and they were running around. They didn't know. The poor goalie. I mean, he had to be spinning in the net. And I thought Alex could have just shot it in the net. I don't know where the goalie was when he got it, but for that's the vision and the patience and the skill that he has. I mean, he saw that play like 90% of the guys won't even see it. And let alone make the play to Mark Ock there. And then Ock just had I thought he was just going to shoot it. And then he pulls it to his backhand and puts in a wide open net. So incredible play, big goal. Again, I like the response, the pushback after they scored. And we did this a lot in the game, and we needed it.
That made it 5-1, and then it was Gus Coriele making a great play for Lake State.
Coriele brings it up across the line. Coriele with a nice move. He walks in, shoots, scores. Oh, Coriele undressed the Husky defenseman. To give the Lakers their second goal of the game.
Not easy to get Jamie Phillips to open up the middle like that. And
No. I think if we look that goal back, we'll play it a lot different. We had two defensemen, a sort of a one-on-two, and went around one of our defensemen and too easily. And then, Jamie really opens up. It looked like he got caught a little flat-footed out of position.
Was thinking like he was going to poke it?
You very rarely see him like that. It was just sort of a interesting situation. But anyway, nice play by their player, nice individual play. And now we got to get game again, Dirk.
Yeah, back to a three-goal difference between. And then, Coriele's was a great highlight reel goal. Mark Ock was a great highlight reel goal. And then I think this one stole the show, in my opinion, anyway, Joe Lesperance.
Able to get it up to center ice now. This is Tyler Hannon. Pass over for Lesperance. Coming in, Lesperance hooked out of the plate. Scores! Lesperance, one hand on his stick. Scored the goal and I think drew a penalty. We'll see.
Well, they didn't draw a penalty. There should have been one, but let's not
you
even talk.
Think, you think
we
so?
Not even talk about that, but it doesn't matter. We got the goal, and that was the end of the scoring. Tyler Hannon with another assist, and C.J. Ike, too. So that line kind of bookending the whole game there. They scored the first goal of the game. Yeah. They scored the last goal of the game.
Well, I think that showed Joe's strength and his patience and just his awareness around the net and his anxiousness and his hunger. I guess that's a good word, hunger to score goals. And he did a good job. I mean, the guy's all over him, draping him. And, I just blows my mind how you cannot call that a penalty. I mean, I'll leave it at that. Yeah. But I think because we scored, the guy said, okay, he's reffing the score. And I said that after the game the other night, and I'm going to say it again. Ref the game, not the score. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. I mean, if they get 10 penalties, you give them 10 penalties. They get zero, don't give them any, but don't ref the score. And that's the problem I think these guys look at the stat sheet after and say, well, they had 5 power plays, they had 4. We did a good game. Baloney. If they have 10 penalties, give them 10 penalties. And that's what bothers me. You got to protect the good teams in this league who are trying to play the game the right way. And if we deserve 10, give us 10. But I'm tired of it. It's just not right. It's embarrassing. The players they can't figure out what's a penalty, what is not a penalty. Ref the damn game the way it should be refed. And that bothers me. And the last 3 weeks, I will say, I've called the referee and said, I really like the referee. We got swept. I called him. I like the referee in the game for the most part. I thought they did a good job. They let the players decide the game. And that didn't happen this weekend. I mean, unfortunately. So it's just too bad. But good goal. Got us back to that lead again. And the thing about the goal is just not too long before that, we gave up a breakaway. So it's 5-2.
Right.
4-on-4. We give up a breakaway on a poor play in the neutral zone. They walk in.
Jamie
stones them. So there's critical saves at critical times. That could make it 5-3, and now you're really makes the save. We come down shortly after that. We make it 6-2. So instead of a two-goal game, now we've got a four-goal game, and that's how good Jamie was. I thought he was outstanding in the game on Saturday.
He was outstanding. Jamie Phillips ended up with 35 saves. The Huskies get outshot in that game, 37-20. A little bit misleading. I think scoring chances weren't that